As part of the ongoing public education campaign on child protection, representatives from several ministries and agencies recently participated in a sensitization activity with residents of Whitehall Avenue. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, took part in a walkthrough engaging members of the community on child protection measures. The event also featured the unveiling of a refreshed mural of abduction victim Ananda Dean, who attended a primary school in the community. Ananda Dean was reported missing on September 17, 2008, and was found dead sometime after. To honor her memory, the National Child Recovery Strategy, the Ananda Alert System, was established, replacing the Red Alert. It aims to mobilize the public and private sectors, civil society and communities to work with law enforcement to assist in the speedy and safe recovery of missing children. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, who spoke at the function, said the artwork serves as a reminder that all well-thinking Jamaicans should do their part to protect children.
We have a responsibility to take care of our children. And that is why we're here, and I want to commend the OCR and the CDA for having decided to ensure that the mural is always kept in good condition as a memory.
Minister Green pledged the continued support of the ministry in protecting the nation's youth and reminded persons that the updated reporting timeline now allows persons to make a missing person report before 24 hours have passed.
We have been working on the Ananda Alert System, and I use the opportunity always to remind people that the significant change is that when a child goes missing, there's no need to wait 24 hours to make a report. Once you reasonably believe that your child is missing, report it so that the police can start acting upon it, because every minute is important when a child has gone missing. So we will continue to work to protect our children.
Head of the Ananda Alert Secretariat, Natalie Ferguson, says the initiative has been making a significant impact in the recovery of missing children.
For 2016, we had 1,725 children who were reported missing. Of that number, 90% were either returned or had been recovered. We found that, unfortunately, four children who were reported missing were found dead. But the vast majority were in fact recovered or returned, because we only had at the end of the year 265 of that number, the 1,725 who were still missing. Of course, over time we'll find that that number will continue to go down, because some children would have returned since that time, but we're looking at the figures for the year.
Ms. Ferguson says there are multiple public education efforts, including the Missing Children's Forum, speaking to children in the most affected parishes.
So the students are being pulled on board to help in that cause. We've also done lots of search and rescue trainings, first aid trainings, that kind of thing. But what we want to do is to really engage the public so that they can be a part of the change, engaging the children so they can be a part of the change.
One of the recent measures involves a partnership between Facebook and the Ananda Alert System. Under the partnership, if a child goes missing, alerts with information about the child are sent to persons nearby through Facebook. Ms. Ferguson anticipates that the work of the Secretariat and the various public education initiatives in the child protection sector will influence a decline in this figure as more children are recovered and reunited with their families. For more information on the Ananda Alert System, visit the Office of the Children's Registry's website at ocr.gov.jm.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.